The House will be in order. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Gaines.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I hate to interrupt you, but I want to indulge you for just a few moments. Many of you heard a couple months ago that an auditorium at East High School was being named after me. We found out during our caucus, the Democratic caucus, that that high school, East High School, which is right down the street, had a shooting, a school shooting this afternoon at 2:50, and three students are in critical condition. Our understanding is that the suspects have been apprehended, but that's the only information that we have at this time. I ask for a moment of silence because not only was East High School my home for 40 years, I look at school students as all of our students. We only have our kids for a short amount of time in life, and we depend on so many others to help us raise them. It's a village, right? So I would like this moment of silence for all of those students, even though you may not know them and they may not be related to you. They are all God's children. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, at this time, please recognize Representative Sorensen for House File 2412, Representative Mitchell for House File 2281, Representative Sexton for House File 2331, Representative Maxwell for House File 2520, and Representative Kaufman for House File 2547.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Adair for opening remarks on House File 2412.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2412 is the Gail Orcutt School Radon Safety Act. Every county in Iowa is at greater risk for radon-caused lung cancer than any other Americans, and an estimated 400 Iowans will die this year alone due to radon-induced lung cancer. This bill directs schools to establish a radon plan to test at least one time prior to July 1, 2027. States that either an employee of the school who is credited or who is certified or a program that is approved by the Department of Health or Department of Ed can be used for testing. And finally, the cost for compliance shall be paid from SAVE. Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments. There is an amendment.
There is an amendment. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H8082 by State of Lynn.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn for opening remarks on H8082.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This amendment is an agreed-upon bipartisan amendment that will clarify what the health department's role is in the training programs for testing against radon in our public schools. And then the second item in this amendment is the removal of the option to fund the testing programs and mitigation from the PEPL funds. I ask that all of the bodies support this amendment.
Is there a discussion? Chair recognizes the gentleman from Adair for discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I concur with my colleague, Representative Stade, and I urge the body to support this amendment.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn for closing comments on H8082.
Pardon me, Mr. Speaker. I move the amendment, please.
The gentleman from Lynn moves amendment H8082. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. We are now on House File 2412 as amended. Is there a discussion? Seeing no discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Lynn, Representative Stade, for discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. This bill will, I'm confused here this morning. Are we on the amendment right now or on the bill? Boy, the discussion was very light, it's just me. All of you, I hope many of you that are here remember Gail Orcutt, and she had wanted this bill passed for years and years here in the House. We've had several members of both the Republican Party and the Democratic Party that have written various versions in order to protect our students in our schools and to protect teachers who are there every day for years and years and years. We believe very definitively that Gaylor Cutts' lung cancer, which eventually ended her life in 2020, was a result of radon in our schools. This will save lives, it'll save students' lives, and it will save teachers' lives. So I ask the body to support this bill.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Adair for closing comments on House File 2412.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Some of my comments will be a little bit duplicitous here, and this bill is named in honor of Gail. She tirelessly advocated for this bill here at the Capitol, getting to know many of you. Like Representative State had mentioned, Gail lost her battle with radon-induced lung cancer in 2020. We're now getting to know Maria Steele and her story. And as much as I enjoy visiting with Maria, great name, by the way, that's my wife's name, my hope is that we don't get to know her as well as Gail, as my hope is that this passes and we can save the lives of teachers and students of the future, and that she can rest easy knowing she's carried on and accomplished Gail's mission. Mr. Speaker, I move the bill.
The gentleman from Adair moves passage of House File 2412, and the bill will be read for the last time, placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2412, a bill for an act requiring radon testing and mitigation in public schools and including applicability provisions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Dunwell, aye. Meyer of Polk, aye. Gobble, aye. Jones, aye. Bossman, aye. Thorup, aye. Height, aye. Dolichek, aye. Dio, aye. Bennett, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 93. Those voting no, 2. Absent or not voting, 5. The bill have received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Henry for opening remarks on House File 2281.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. House File 2281 is a bill brought to us by the Public Defender's Office. Essentially, what this bill says is that there's a non-contested court hearing, criminal or civil, then that can be done by Zoom or by telephone. This is a bill that will save taxpayer money and is a good bill. So with that, there are amendments, and
there are amendments. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H-8122 by Height of Mahaska.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Mahaska for opening remarks on H-8122.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this amendment changes the bill slightly, still recognizes the cost savings that Representative Mitchell talks about, but also recognizes that there may be some cases where virtual hearings are not appropriate, so provides the discretion to the court to determine whether or not those are appropriate. There's also a provision in here that was requested by our court reporters who just in line with all the audio recordings they have would ensure that any video recordings they have remain their property the same way it's been done for audio recordings.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Henry, Representative Mitchell.
I would just urge the body to support this amendment and thank Representative Height for his work on this amendment.
Seeing no further discussion, the gentleman from Mahaska moves amendment H-8122. All those in favor of its passage shall say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed shall say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The amendment has passed. We are now at House File 2281 as amended. Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Story, Representative Weschel Kershaw.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the House. This is a good bill. It's a good compromise between all the parties, so I recommend a yes vote.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Henry for closing comments on House File 2281.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll just thank my subcommittee, Representatives Weschel Kershaw and Representative Jacobson, and move the bill.
The gentleman from Henry moves House File 2281 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2281, a bill for an act relating to video conferences and judicial proceedings and certified court hand reporters, audio and video recordings, and including effective date provisions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Bowden, aye. Jones, aye. Jacoby, aye. Ingalls, aye. Thorpe, aye. Hine, aye. Shipley, aye. Hall, aye. Gobble, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 95. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 5. The bill have received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun for opening remarks on House File 2331.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. House File 2331 is a bill that puts the state of Iowa on a list with 19 other states that would allow us to go to permanent daylight savings time. We can't make that move into the federal government until Congress changes federal law that will allow us to do that. You can research the side effects of what daylight savings time, what moving the clock does, but I'm just gonna, instead of reading all those things to you, I'm gonna read a piece from the Journal of Clinical Sleep Medicine, Volume 16, Issue 10 from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine. An abundance of accumulated evidence indicates that the acute transition from standard time to daylight savings time occurs significant public health and safety risks, including increased risk of adverse cardiovascular events, mood disorder, motor vehicle crashes, and if you and it goes on, but if you read other articles about the studies, the week that follows the time we change the clock, we have increased accidents at work. Teachers have student problems in their classrooms. And it's something that occurred at the turn of the century when they were trying to save energy. And in fact, we don't need to do that anymore because of the cost savings we have, the way energy is now. The initial basis was for oil. During World War I, they wanted to conserve oil. So with that, Mr. Speaker, those are my opening comments, and I'd be glad to entertain questions at this time.
There are amendments. The clerk will call up the amendment.
H8133 by Hunter of Polk.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter, for opening remarks on H8133.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Would Representative Sexton yield for a quick question?
Will the gentleman yield?
Yes.
You are in order.
Thank you, Representative Sexton. You had mentioned in your opening comments there that this bill wouldn't go into effect until the federal government granted us the ability to do so. Where in this bill does it say that?
That's federal law.
Well, I realize that, but.
Well, I think what the federal law says is we
The federal law says if you want to go to standard time, you can, a state can do that. We've had two states do that. But if you want to go to daylight savings time, you're not allowed to do that. I don't know that we need to have it in the bill when it's against the law to do it.
Okay.
Representative Hunter.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Sexton. I appreciate that. The fact of the matter is this bill says that daylight savings time shall be the official time of this state. The 19 other states that Representative Sexton alluded to have a similar law in place, but each and every one of those 19 states put in their bill that it wouldn't go into effect until the federal government granted us that ability to do so. And many of them put in there also that it wouldn't go into effect until surrounding states also went to daylight savings time for a full time. But the fact of the matter is, contrary to what federal law might say, the bill as currently written says that daylight savings time shall be the official time of the state of Iowa. It doesn't say it shall be as soon as the federal government grants us permission, doesn't say in consulting with the federal government. It says that daylight savings time shall be the official time of this state. My amendment puts in the codicil that 19 other states have put into their law, that this bill takes effect on the date federal legislation is enacted, authorizing states to adopt daylight savings time as the official time in that state during the year. Doesn't change the bill at all. It just puts in there that this bill won't go into effect until the federal government grants us the ability to do so. I agree with everything that Representative Sexton said as far as the positive effects of possibly going on daylight savings time. That being said, unless we have our amendment on that bill, this bill is illegal because the federal government currently says that we can't go to daylight savings time. We can go to standard time if we want, but we can't go to daylight savings time. This bill says we shall. My amendment says we shall as soon as the federal government allows us to. I would take any questions that you might have.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun, Representative Sexton.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Hunter, wow, we got this in just in time because I never thought you and I would come together on a bill before you retired. But man, we're there, buddy. We're there. I would encourage the body to accept Representative Hunter's amendment.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter, for closing comments on H8133.
I guess I can now retire. And as I threatened our leader several times today, I just might. Ladies and gentlemen, with that endorsement, I simply move this amendment and would ask for a division and a record.
The gentleman from Polk moves amendment H8133 and requests a division and a record, seconded by the gentleman from Winnebago. This is now a record roll call vote. The clerk will open the machine and record your vote. Stayed, aye. Bloomingdale, aye. Bowden, aye. Jones, aye. Hall, aye. Smith of Blackhawk, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine, record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, three, aye. Those voting aye, 93. Those voting no, 1. Absent or not voting, 6. The bill having received a constitutional majority is declared. The amendment has passed. We are now on House File 2331 as amended. Is there discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Hunter.
I think Representative Sexton did that just to mess up my final comments on this bill. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, with the passage of this amendment, this bill goes a long ways to be a good bill. I would recommend my caucus to vote basically however they want to on this one now. My only concern about this bill is right now, as Representative Sexton alluded to earlier, Arizona is one of two states that have full-time standard time in their state. So when every other state goes to daylight savings time, Arizona stays at standard time. My parents used to winter in Bullhead City, Arizona, every winter, which was right across the border from Nevada. It was a pain in the butt, not only for them, but for businesses. You never knew what if somebody wanted to meet in Arizona with somebody from Nevada, they never knew what time you were supposed to meet and the whole nine yards. My only concern is that I know Minnesota is one of the 19 states that have already passed this as we are going to pass it. My only concern was if the rest of our border states don't pass it, we could still run into a lot of trouble with business and going back and forth and trying to figure out what time it is. But other than that, I would urge my caucus to vote however they want to. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, Chair recognizes the gentleman from Calhoun for closing comments on House File 2331.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The things you have to do to get a bill off the House floor, good Lord. Anyway, thank you, Representative Hunter. And I'm just gonna close with this. It was a survey done October 30th, November 2nd, 2021 on US adult citizens that support what we're doing here, 63% to 16%. Those in favor and those opposed. And it's broke down by age and parties. And Republicans support this by 67%, and Democrats support this by 67%. So ladies and gentlemen, it's a nonpartisan issue, and let's get this off the floor and over to the Senate and see what they do with this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And with that, I move House File 2331 be read for its third and final time and placed on its passage.
The gentleman from Calhoun moves amendment House File 2331 be read for last time placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2331, a bill for an act establishing daylight savings time as the official time in the state throughout the year and including effective date provisions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Jones, aye. Bowden, aye. Height, aye. Bloomingdale, aye. Hall, aye. Smith of Blackhawk, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 82. Those voting no, 13. Absent or not voting, 5. The bill have received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Poweshiek, Representative Maxwell, for opening remarks on House File 2520.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, good afternoon. This bill is a real simple bill. It's concerns sales tax exemption for public utilities. And what happened several years ago, we ran this bill, the original bill. I'm not sure what time of day or night it was, but there was either we overlooked something or something slipped someone slipped something in on us. When I claimed, or when I called foul to our Ways and Means leader here last week, he says, well, you better get busy and fix it because, hey, you voted for it too. So anyway, what it did, it set up a sales tax exemption for our public utilities. And when it came out of the mix, it concerned, took care of only the investor-owned utilities and left out the RECs and the city utilities. And this is a simple bill that just fixes that up. There is about a, between $250,000 and $300,000 fiscal note with it. I think those are my opening remarks.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Johnson, Representative Jacoby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry for putting my light up a little late. I was confused what time it is. I agree with Representative Maxwell. This is a corrective piece of a bill that we did two or three years ago. I will remind him because it was late at night and we could have done a little more due diligence, but this corrects the mistake that was made leaving the munis and the RECs out, and it truly is a consumer protection bill and eliminates that sales tax where it should be eliminated, just like we do on food. So I urge my caucus and the body to vote yes.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Poweshiek for closing comments on House File 2520.
Yeah, my closing remarks are real simple. It's a good bill. We should have not let it slip through years ago, but we're fixing it now. I want to thank Representative Jacoby and Representative Bloomingdale. It's a good bill for Iowa. It's a good bill for Iowans. Please move the bill.
The gentleman from Poweshiek moves House File 2520 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2520, bill for an act exempting from the state sales and use tax the purchase price of specified digital products, pre-written computer software, and related services sold to public utilities and including effective date provisions being enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now shall the bill pass. Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open machine receiver out. Thorup, aye. Smith of Blackhawk, aye. Hall, aye. Bloomingdale, aye. Bowden, aye. Jones, aye. Segrist, aye. Moore of Cass, aye. Hine, aye. Bennett, aye. Wolf, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 94. Those voting no, 0. Absent or not voting, 6. The bill have received a constitutional majority is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar, Representative Coffin, for opening remarks on House File 2547.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. House File 2547 is the midwife licensure bill. This bill expands healthcare options, provides options to women in childbirth, and helps bring an established profession out of the shadows. That concludes my opening comments.
Is there a discussion? The chair recognizes the lady from Johnson, Representative Masher.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise in support of this bill. It's only been 20 years now that we've been working on this, and we will join 36 other states that do have licensure of entry-level midwives. This is a cost factor for many families. It's a savings for them because they will be able to choose to deliver babies at home with the care of a midwife who now will have licensure. And to me, that is the most important part of this. We want there to be a level playing field, but we want a certain level of education required for the individuals who will be practicing this in Iowa. Obviously, there are so many positive benefits that we have seen with midwifery, one being that there are fewer C-sections, they've reduced lower birth weights and premature births. And I think, again, those are all positive things, but it's that rural access to healthcare that so many young families need. And that's one of the most important parts of this bill, is the fact that we've had so many birthing centers closed in hospitals across the state. And so this opens up access for them. We will join surrounding states, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and Missouri, by passing this legislation. And it will allow those individuals, again, who want to practice, to have an outlet and a place that they can do practice this in Iowa. So I am totally supportive of the bill, and I want to thank Representative Kaufman for your work on this over the years. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to rise in support of this legislation. I know Representative Kaufman and myself have been kind of going back and forth on this for a couple of years, and this is a unique moment for the Iowa legislature. I think the coalitions that have built around this bill have been pretty broad. I think about the maternal mortality rates for rural Iowans and for Iowans of color, and it brings great concern. Iowa was ranked the third worst state for people of color, specifically African-American people in the nation. One of those reasons is that there's a 6-to-1 ratio for black women who die during infant birth in the nearest to their white counterparts. I think this bill goes a long way in solving those problems. It's not just about access. It's about access in the way you want it. It's about giving you charge of making your healthcare decisions. And for me, I think this moves our state forward. But also, it's about a commonality. Right, folks who grew up like me on the east side of Waterloo oftentimes assume not to have a lot in common with our peers, maybe in Adair County. But I can tell you that we all have common needs, need to access to healthcare. And so for me, I think this bill moves us in that direction. I'm thankful for Representative Kaufman. I'm thankful for the State Government Committee doing all the work to move this forward. And I look forward to lighting up the board with a yes. Thank you.
Seeing no further discussion, the chair recognizes the gentleman from Cedar for closing comments on House File 2547.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I usually dispense with closing comments, but this bill has been worked on for so long by so many people that there are some thank yous in order. And as Representative Smith alluded to, this bill does serve as the single most diverse bill in terms of the levels of support from the far left to the far right that I have personally worked on. Representative Masher, you've been working on this 20 years. We've been working on this for 10 years. We're finally here as far as the House. I have every intention of pushing to make sure this gets signed into law, and I hope this adds to your personal lore of me being your favorite Republican ever. Representative Smith, there were very few conversations, and we have frequent conversations over the last couple years where you weren't like, hey, where's the midwife bill? So thank you for your diligence in keeping on top of this. To the midwives that are here and that are at home listening, and yes, that would be you, Melanie, thank you for bringing this to my attention 10 years ago. I'm a decade late in the promise delivered, but I do intend on delivering that promise this year. And then finally, we have been working on this in the State Government Committee for 2 years, but there is one individual I need to give a special thanks to, Representative Bowden. Your internal support of this and pushing to make this happen is a large part of why we are here today. So thank you for all of your work on this. With that, Mr. Speaker, I move House File 2547.
The gentleman from Cedar moves House File 2547 be read for the last time placed on its passage. Are there objections? Seeing none, the clerk will read.
House File 2547, a bill for an act relating to midwife licensure, providing for fees and making penalties applicable, will be enacted by the General Assembly of the State of Iowa.
The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of its passage shall vote aye. Those opposed shall vote no. The clerk will open the machine and receive your vote. Thorpe, aye. Bloomingdale, aye. Bergen, aye. Eisenhart, aye. Height, aye. Jones, aye. Have you all now voted? The clerk will close the machine and record your vote. The House will pay attention to the results of the vote. Those voting aye, 93. Those voting no, 2. Absent or not voting, 5. The bill have received a constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the House. Are there objections to the title? The chair hears none. The title is agreed to. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wichittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I ask for unanimous consent to immediately message the following bills to the Senate. House File 2412, 2281, 2331, 2520, and 2547.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wichittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the passage of House File 2412, 2331, and 2547, I ask unanimous consent to withdraw House File 2264, 2105, and 2291.
Are there objections? Hearing none, so ordered. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Conference.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Democrats will rejoin for caucus in 3:05 upon conclusion of our work here right now.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Wichittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That will conclude floor debate for today, but at this time, Mr. Speaker, I would ask the House stand at ease.
The House will stand at ease until the fall of the gavel.